Hey, VoiceTubers! Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. It's me, Celeste, and midterms week is coming up. Frankly, I am a huge procrastinator, so when it comes to tests and exams, I won't start studying until the very last minute. I know that's awful, but I do have to say I'm pretty good at cramming before exams. Cram 就是硬塞的意思，所以我们常常听到的 cram school 就是补习班，所以 cramming for exams 就是临时抱佛脚，也就是说我很会抱佛脚哦。This is actually my own effective way of studying. I guess I'm the kind of person who works better under pressure. I get super intense and surprisingly, this helps me focus better and boosts my memory. So today's video is...How to cram for your exam? 如何在考前记起一堆东西呢? Before we watch the video, let's take a look at today's sentence. Studies have found that students who have poor metacognitive skills, meaning they lack awareness of assessing their own strengths and weaknesses, perform worse on tests. Okay, one more time. Studies have found that students who have poor metacognitive skills,meaning they lack awareness of assessing their own strengths and weaknesses, perform worse on tests.
那今天这个句子我们会怎么断句呢？首先 ,studies have found that, 后面可以停顿一下下。然后再接下来讲 ,students who have poor metacognitive skills. 逗号后面停顿一下再继续说。
Meaning they lack awareness of assessing their own strengths and weaknesses.
逗号后面再停顿一下，然后接着说
perform worse on tests.
好，那整句念起来就会是
Studies have found that students who have poor metacognitive skills, meaning they lack awareness of assessing their own strengths and weaknesses, perform worse on tests.
好，那我们接下来看发音的部分。首先 ,studies have found that.Found 的 D 可以不用念出来，没有关系，因为它后面是接 that， 所以如果 found that 这样子念出来的话，会卡卡的，而且会语速变得比较慢。好，那我们接下来看 students who have poor metacognitive skills。Metacognitive 这个字我觉得有够难念。那我个人是会把 metacognitive 分成三个部分，第一个就是 meta， 第二个是 cog。然后第三部分是 native,
metacognitive,
metacognitive. 所以后面的 itive 的 t 可以弱化。好，那接下来我们看下个段落的
meaning they lack awareness.
Lack awareness 要连音连在一起，然后它的下两个字 of assessing 也要连音连在一起，所以整段念起来就会是
meaning they lack awareness of assessing their own strengths and weaknesses.Strengths and weaknesses,
我也觉得很难念。Strengths,
strengths,
然后 weaknesses,
weaknesses,
可能就要多练习一下。Weaknesses, 我会一样把它分成三个部分。Weaknesses,
weaknesses,
weaknesses. 好，然后最后的 perform worse on tests,
tests,
后面一定要 s 的音，因为它有一个 s.好，今天这个句子比较难，因为很多唇齿音，就是很多词啊这些音，我自己在录音之前也是练习了蛮久的。好，那接下来我想要补充一下 strengths and weaknesses.
Strengths and weaknesses 就是优势和劣势的意思。
大家应该都有听过 SWOT 分析吧？那 SWOT 的 S、W、O 跟 T 分别是 strengths 优势、weaknesses 劣势、opportunities 机会，还有 threats 威胁。那 SWOT 分析可以运用在企业、产品或者是企划上面。不过除此之外，我们也可以针对自己做 SWOT 分析哦。我记得我之前选修过一堂行销课，那我们第一次上课的时候，教授就请我们针对自己做一个 SWOT 分析。后来我就觉得，这个真的是了解自己的好方法，所以在这边分享给大家。好，接下来我们就看到单字的部分。首先第一个单字是 poor。Poor， 大家可能会觉得奇怪 ，poor 这个字这么简单，就是贫穷的，为什么要当做单字？但是 poor 它的另一种用法是不好的，或者是差的、拙劣的。 For example, poor communication skills often lead to misunderstanding.
沟通技巧不佳往往会导致误会。所以这边的 poor 就等于 not good, 或者是 being of a very low quality, quantity, or standard.
好，那今天的第二个单字是 metacognitive. Metacognitive.Metacognitive 就是后设认知的意思，它其实是一种算是专有名词啦。那我们一般都知道 cognitive 是认知的意思，那 meta 开头的字啊，它就有超出一般的限制的意思，所以超出一般限制的认知就是你知道自己知道这件事情，也就是 knowing about knowing， 有点绕口啦。那我们以影片中这个句子为例，我们知道自己有优势跟劣势，这个就是 cognitive skills。但我们跳脱限制，客观的来看自己的优势和劣势是什么的时候，这个就是 metacognitive skills。
For example, metacognitive skills are important when analyzing our strengths and weaknesses.
后设认知技巧对自我分析优劣势而言非常重要。好，那我们接下来看第三个单字，也就是 awareness。Awareness. Awareness 就是意识的意思，那它的形容词形式是 aware， 就是有意识的。那我们用 awareness 造句的话呢，就可以说
Well-known actor Leonardo DiCaprio established a foundation called the Leonardo DiCaprio Foundation to raise environmental awareness.
知名演员里奥纳多·迪卡皮欧创立了里奥纳多·迪卡皮欧基金会，以提倡环保意识。OK， 差点讲成皮卡丘，还好还好。好，那不知道大家有没有听过 Leonardo DiCaprio， 他常常会在像之前在联合国上面有演讲，那他的演讲也是关于 climate change， 那之前那个奥斯卡奖他也有讲到 climate change， 所以呢他其实算是一个非常重视环境啊还有气候变化的一位明星，一位好莱坞艺人。所以大家如果有兴趣的话， VoiceTube 上面也有 Leonardo DiCaprio 他的演讲内容，我再把它贴到我的主持人简介上面，大家有空的话可以上去看一下。接下来我们就看今天的最后一个单字，也就是 assess。 assess， 记得这个字它的重音是在后面，是 assess。 assess 就是评价或者是评估的意思。 For example, the executives assessed the company's prospective clients during the seasonal meeting.执行委员会在本次季会中评估了公司的潜在客户，所以这边的 assess 它其实就是 evaluate 的意思。那 assess 它的名词形态就是 assessment。assessment。
Okay, so that's all for today. Thank you guys for listening, and please remember to leave comments and make a recording for today's challenge. If you have anything you want to let me know, don't hesitate to tell me. I'd be really glad to see all your comments up here. I'll see you guys on Saturday. Goodbye!